How do you think the city commission should respond in a case like this? How much should you consider the input of the committee as you make your decisions?
Well, you know, the committee was tasked to do a job, and they did a really fine job at it. They put a lot of effort into it. They did their research. They just really did a great job. They did their job, Steve. Okay, but that's not the same as the city commission's job. In my opinion, when it gets to our level, and that is where it goes next after the committee makes a recommendation, which they did. They recommended two locations potentially for the site, and Brujal is their first choice. Our job is to make sure this is sustainable and into the future isn't going to be burdening the public unduly. You know, how many times have we seen public projects unfold where they get turned over to the cities or to the governments and then they're not sustainable financially? Mm-hmm. I just think that's critical. That's critical. If we can't get up, and I'm not saying they don't have it or won't get there, but if we don't have a long-term sustainable financial model, we shouldn't be pulling the plug until we've got that in hand. My next thought is, what's best for the greater community? You know, overall, the big picture, what would have the biggest, best impact for our people? Because a convention center isn't local attendees generally. It's outsiders who come to town. And Steve, I've been to a lot of conferences. I've been to a lot of conventions. And, you know, and my mindset tells me when I walk out the front door of where I'm at, I want to look to the left, look to the right, look ahead and go, which way do I want to go today? Where do I want to go? And that's critical in a convention center setting, is to have it in a place where people are enticed to go out the door and do something. I just think our downtown is a terrific option in that regard. If Brujal ends up being the location down the road in some years, that will have hopefully successfully expanded the footprint of downtown further west. Mm-hmm. But we're not there right now. And so in my head, it's financial sustainability. It's the bigger picture. What will have the longest term impact, and what other synergies could maybe unfold? There's really good points to each of these. I won't just keep going forever on my thoughts, but in my mind, financial sustainability and finding something that's better, the best for the people overall.
John, I think your comments and your perspective on this is important, because it's easy when you are in a political race to be tempted to make decisions based on what's happening with the political race. And you are maybe the only guy in this whole group that isn't up for reelection or leaving or terming out or something like this. So this is why I think your opinion is notable here. Not that others aren't, but I think your perspective is, I don't have really a dog in this fight at all. I'm not trying to angle for something else. I'm trying to look at this as objectively as I can. So I appreciate your time on this. You mentioned something that's very important to me, and probably most in this audience as well, and that's the financial sustainability. And in my mind, John, you tell me if I'm wrong here, but I don't see how you can say I'm standing up for the taxpayers, the residents, the citizens of Fargo, if this building, A, can't be paid for with the money that is being given to it to build it right off the draw. And then second of all, sustainably going forward, that it can at least break even going on, you know, month after month, year after year. And to me, if either of those two pieces are incomplete, I don't know how the city commission can say we're doing our job if we say yes to this project. Am I wrong on either of those two points?
Then we put things into the category that people so easily call a boondoggle. You know, if we put it on the shoulders of the public, Steve, and we make them pay down the road, that's not what they voted for. They voted for something that the outsiders would come to town and fund, and that would be financially sustainable. And that's what they deserve. We really oughtn't put, people are taxed enough as it is everywhere they turn. We don't need to add to that burden.
So I
just think that's critical. I think it's absolutely critical.
So will you vote no, John, if we can't pay for it up front, the building of it, and then we can't have some certainty that this will at least break even going forward? Will you vote no?
Correct. I couldn't imagine voting for something that wouldn't pencil out.
Okay. I've had a lot of people ask me this question, and John, I've been in my role as sort of the lead executive here at our company, and you've been as a business owner as well. You've been to conventions before and different places around the country to go to different conferences. I've had a lot of people ask, will this work in the winter? Who's going to come to Fargo in the wintertime for a convention? And my first reaction on this is, well, I think in this part of the world, we're probably not getting a lot of people coming here from Phoenix, but those in the upper Midwest, yeah, people will come to events in the wintertime. How do you feel about that?
Well, for example, one of the entities that we would like to see have an option in Fargo, for example, Steve, is the North Dakota Newspaper Association. You know, and we meet every fall and have other meetings through the year, but, you know, that's like September, October. That's the type of entity we'll be bringing here, is regional local groups. I would expect that are in our area anyway and convening, you know, so we're not going to get the snowbirds to come back up here in winter, but we also have to have a facility that's available in winter. If we, one of the issues with the Bison, the Fargo Dome was conflicts with schedules with Bison football and Bison sports and other things. So, yeah, we'll get it. We're not building a Taj Mahal. We're not, you know, we're it's $40 million. You know, how much can you get for 40 or 45 million anymore?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it'll I just hope it's adequate, and I hope that it gives the people coming here an experience that they go, wow.
Yeah.
And they'll start off at the airport. They'll land in our new remodeled airport and go, good, look at this city.
Yeah.
And I want that message to continue right on to the point where they're at their convention and they're walking out the front door and they're going, this is an incredible little town.
Yeah. Did we do the right thing, John? You voted yes, so I guess I would assume that you think this is as good a path forward as any. But selecting these two that were the two top vote getters among the committee, when number three, the Shields Arena, wasn't that far behind, and then Fargo Dome seemed to be a distant fourth here in those rankings. But did we do the right thing just saying, let's take the top two, or should we have done three, or as Commissioner Pepcorn said, all four? Talk about why you eventually came down on voting yes on the top two.
It's a good question. I wanted to respect the recommendations of the task force that was working on this for months and months and months. And I believe that their recommendations are solid. I think we can work with that. And we have to eventually start honing in on the finalists. I'll say this honestly. I have a bias. I would prefer it downtown. Months ago, way before this started, I advanced a motion to the city commission to offer up a location downtown that could be available for all of them to compete to use. And I didn't even get a second on it. But I really strongly feel it should be downtown if we can at all do that. And if it's in Brawlhalla, Steve, that pushes our downtown footprint over eventually.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that's so, where my bias is,
yeah.
And I'm not hiding that bias.
No, and you've been honest about that from the beginning, and I respect people who come out and say, here's what I think, you can like it or not. I hear what you're saying about Brawlhalla, but as the downtown area continues to grow, yeah, you're not that far away from much of anything down there right now. So is this a kind of a non-starter for you that it has to be somewhere? And I think you explained yourself well. You walk out the front door, hey, what direction do I want to go? And downtown certainly does that. But is Brawlhalla too much of a buzzkill for you to get behind?
Brawlhalla itself is a spectacular destination. I just don't know that the region it's in is the same equivalent.
Mm-hmm.
You know the part of town it's in, and all, and so I don't know that they're quite the same. But the proposal they came up with and the offerings they came up with and the vision they had is just absolutely superb.
Yeah.
But it comes down to location. In my head,
yeah.
And I've seen other cities, Steve, across the country. Last year at the National League of Cities, there were two cities talking about their efforts to reinvigorate their downtowns. It's not just us. Everybody is challenged post-COVID to get their downtowns going again. And I heard two cities talk about how they fought hard to make sure when they were developing a new convention center that it was put downtown for as another big piece in that puzzle. And I want to say one more thing, you know, and I'm trying to look in the big picture and stay in the balcony. And I know I'm really out of lane here sometimes, but this is where my head's at. If I had, and I said this last night, Steve, if I had a magic wand, here's what I would do with this proposal. I would see if it's possible to encourage the folks doing the science museum, see what it would take to get them downtown. If we could get that entity moved over to the Mid-America Steel site and then have this new convention center on the former Civic Center site, we've got some stuff going on downtown that's just generational, a legacy-type movement.
The question I have heard from a number of people is, okay, it sounds great to have a downtown. We get it. That's kind of the nerve center for the city. But can this really fit? Are there enough parking spaces? Will it be overwhelming the infrastructure and the grid down there if we put it downtown? How do you see that?
You know what? That's been an ongoing, lingering question for a long time. But look at how many parking ramps have been built downtown. And how many, you know, I just don't know that that's a big concern right now, you know, in that corner or that part of the city. I think that, and then we have the walkways, and I just don't see that as a problem. Maybe there's something I'm missing, but and bear in mind, we're talking convention attendees, you know, people who fly in from another city and get a taxi or an Uber to the convention center. And I don't know how many of them will be bringing in all their own cars all the time. Maybe if it's the North Dakota League of Cities, they'll drive from Minot and Bismarck and so on. But I don't know. Mm. I guess I'll learn more how this compares with the other locations, but I'm not concerned about parking downtown.
Sure. There is also a bit of a, I don't know what you'd call it, but there's a little bit of skepticism, I feel like, from some in the community that say everything's always about downtown. And the fix is in that, you know, Doug Burgum has written big checks and Kilbourne Group is greasing the wheels and they're putting the pressure on people. I'm not saying any of these things have happened. I'm just saying this is what I hear sometimes, that the fix is in for downtown and the city commissioners and the mayor, they all want a downtown, but nobody else really does. What would you say to those people who are skeptical that downtown is really the right option and that versus downtown is the option that the pretty people in Fargo want?
You know, our downtown is just a really invigorating little part of our community. It's alive. I think of how many cities you go to and you walk out in your downtown and it's empty and it's like a ghost town. You know, so we have some successes. People don't know, I moved downtown 29 years ago, and that's when we had a ghost town downtown. It was empty, and there was nobody there, and there were empty buildings everywhere, and so that's been the case. I don't know, Steve. I can see people's concerns, but a downtown is the face of our community. You know, that's it. That's what people see when they think of our community. It's the face, and it's the face of the biggest city in the state. You know, our downtown. So I don't know if there's a harm or a downside in stepping that up as far as we possibly can take that. On the other hand, we don't need to sacrifice other parts of the community for this. And I'll say one more thing. There, in my mind, it's not an issue whether something is in the West Fargo School District like a convention center. I don't care if it's in the West Fargo School District or the Fargo School District. I'm told that's an issue for some people. You know, it isn't for me. They're all Fargo. All these locations are Fargo, and only one of them was downtown. But and the people have spoken. I would guess that an undercurrent with the whole Fargo Dome approach was they've voted on it a few times already, and the people feel they've already said what they feel about that.
Right, right.
You know, so they've kind of decided that.
Yeah. Gotcha. Thank you for that. Last question for you, John. You said earlier in our chat that, you know, if we can't be sure that this thing's at least going to break even going forward, you're a no. Are we fooling ourselves that these things can ever break even? I keep hearing people who have studied these things say, look, none of these buildings ever break even, let alone be profitable. How can we be sure that whatever numbers they put out, and this is not just downtown, this is any of the locations, but how can we be sure that this will be sustainable into the future when it's really tough for these buildings to make money or even break even? How can we be sure that that happens with some of these projections?
Well, that's about the $44 million question in this regard, but it's on us to do that because the city ends up owning this.
Right.
You know, so we owe the public this due diligence, and if that's an expected goal, we just keep going until we finally get as close to it as we can or we get there. And you know, a lot of folks, when they put a proposal together and they go get these consultants and these experts, and it's easy to work your numbers to get them to look like what you want them to look like, mm-hmm. like to qualify for an incentive or something. But this is pretty real world stuff if down the road the people are paying the piper.
Yeah.
You know, they deserve that.
And yeah.
One other option is, like, if I had a magic wand again, I would say, okay, is there some way we can have some other applications or uses? Like, is there any potential ever of maybe this filling in for some of our downtown or our performing arts center needs? Maybe we can put some other things in there on occasion.
Sure.
I don't know.
John, thank you for the time. This has been really helpful, and you've articulated a lot of things that help us make sense of a complicated issue. And on behalf of all Fargo taxpayers, thank you for your commitment to make sure that this does make financial sense. We are all taxed so greatly, and those costs rise just like everything else. And so we need people like yourself to stand firm in that and make sure it makes financial sense. So appreciate your stance on that and your commitment there. And we will watch with a lot of interest in how all this happens. Thanks for the time today.
I appreciate it, Steve.